We can cross now to BBC WM's Emma Thomas, who's following the story. Emma, I mean, you're spending the morning with a family who've used mental health services in Birmingham, aren't you?
Yes, that's right, Peter. I'm in Streatley. I'm at the home of Sophie Flanagan, who's 11 years old. Sophie was an inpatient at Birmingham Children's Hospital for 6 months early this year. She'd been admitted after she stopped eating, began self-harming and showed signs of depression. Sophie's with me now. Sophie, tell me a little bit about how you felt when you were first admitted to the hospital.
Well, at first I didn't want to be in there because, like, I wanted to go home, but I knew if I was at home I wouldn't get better. So when I went in, I made a couple friends and then got along with everyone. And then, well, the staff were really helpful. And, like, I had my own team of staff, of free staff, and they were really helpful.
And what kind of treatment did you have?
Well, we had the psychiatrist, is that what it's called? Yeah, once a week. And we normally had, like, about 2 one-to-ones with our team of staff. Sometimes, if we were able to, we went out or went to town and had, like, time on our own and just chatted about stuff.
And for you, being 11 years old and being separated from your family for that kind of period of time, not being able to live with them, it must have been difficult.
Yeah, it was quite difficult, 'cause I only got to see my family 2 times a week, on the first day and Tuesday, only 2 hours, and on the weekends, if you were able to, I could go home if you were, like, well enough. Mm. Or if you weren't, they could come to the ward for 4 hours.
And you were also mixed with people with very different problems to your own, weren't you?
Yeah, one girl had schizophrenia, and when she had her fits, it was really difficult, and we had to go out the room. And my little sister, who came to visit, whenever she had a fit, then she was really scared.
And hopefully in this new centre, children like yourself with different problems would be in different areas according to what kind of condition they've got. What, when you go to visit and go to see the plans this morning for this new centre, what do you hope is included to make it better for children who end up in the same situation as you were?
Well, I hope that they have more staff, because at the other ward we only had, like, 4 staff on the day, which weren't enough because there was 5 young people, and sometimes people needed to be watched all the time. I hope at this new place that they've got loads of staff on. They all get on with everyone, and the room, if they've got their own bathroom, that's really nice. And because we only had, like, 2 bathrooms in the ward.
Yeah, your own ensuite. Well, Sophie, thank you very much for speaking to me this morning. That's Sophie Flanagan, who's 11 years old, who was an inpatient at Birmingham Children's Hospital earlier this year.
Okay, Emma, thanks very much. BBC WM's Emma Thomas there. Fascinating to hear Sophie's story.